This is Jason.
This is Kailani.
And you're here for the We're In For The Night podcast. This is episode 8 of the podcast where I get my girlfriend to watch movies that she typically doesn't like or understand. Is it fair to say understand half the time?
Yes, true.
I'm glad you admitted that now. I feel like I never would have gotten you to admit that in just conversation. So, you know, it's just you and I here talking on air.
I don't think many people would understand your kind of movies. I mean, they do for you. I understand them because of you.
You are mistaken because these are worldwide hits. These are seen in places like Mumbai in China, and they understand perfectly well what's going on. In the movie we watched tonight, which was Mission Impossible 2, Mission Impossible 6 Fallout looks great. It's coming out this Friday as we record this. And I wanted my girlfriend here to go back and look at some of the older Mission Impossible movies. She claims that she's seen a few. Turns out she hadn't seen one. So I did the favor and didn't make you start at the first one because it's such an off-putting film. I think you wouldn't have enjoyed it. So I made you watch Mission Impossible 2 as your entry point. And what did you think overall?
It was okay. It was really pretty.
Okay, let's break down those two things. Interesting. Let's dig in deep tonight, if you will. No. Are you ready? Are you ready to uncover the truths in those statements? I am. It was okay, meaning it kept your attention.
I mean, yeah.
So it was better than you thought or worse than you thought?
No, it was what I expected.
My goodness, you're hard, please. We already knew this. What do you mean it was pretty? Like, the people in it? The pictures? What do you think was pretty there, girl?
Just all the shots and the locations and... Yeah,
I agree. No, it's a
beautiful movie. It made Tom Cruise look gorgeous.
Yeah, can I make a confession on air here? You know I'm a huge Tom Cruise fan.
Yeah.
I think he has the best head of men's hair I've ever seen in my life. Is he part Indian?
Was that like because Native he wasn't doing a different movie at the time?
From what I remember, it was like around Magnolia, and he had really long hair in Magnolia, but he cut it. He had like, what would you call that haircut?
It was like, you know those brothers, the singers, the bop boys, bop, you know, it was like those haircuts.
You're fucking killing me right now. By the way, this is obviously not safe for work, so if like you listen to this in your cubicle and Lois just looked over, sorry, Dolores, we swore. But getting back to what you just compared, my boy TC... to fucking Hanson.
Yes, them. The Hanson brothers.
I just gave him the compliment of compliments and said he has the best head of men's hair. If I could grow my hair to look like that, you're fucking right, I would wear it like that every day.
It looked like them, though, does it not?
It does not look like Hanson.
Oh my gosh. The Hanson brothers, yes. They waved it out like that.
Let's move on because we just lost 90% of our audience right now. Just is in their car. They can't believe what they just heard.
I'm ready to do a comparison on Instagram.
We're going to have on the New Mavericks Facebook page a picture of Mbop singers Hanson in Tom Cruise's hair from 1999-2000 Mission Impossible. I can't believe you said that. I'll never not think about that. Thank you. If we watched Vanilla Sky, you never made that comparison. He basically has the same haircut.
But it fits that movie. The haircut fits that movie. It doesn't fit this movie.
But it fits Hanson?
Yes.
No, I mean, I was ready to talk about the movie, and I'm stuck on the Mbop thing now. You have no idea how heartbroken I am with you. I'm so disappointed on such a cellular level. Okay, well, let's get into the movie a little bit here. Would you watch another one?
Yeah.
Because, you know, the series totally changes after this. It's not really the same thing. It kind of becomes like a soft reboot in the middle of the series, and 3, 4, and 5 are of a piece. Kind of like Fast and Furious 5 reset that franchise, and now 5, 6, 7, 8 of those are of a piece. And number 6, are we going to see number 6? Do you want to see number 6?
Yeah, actually I do, especially with all the trailers you've been showing me.
I know.
I feel like I've already seen it.
I've been quietly showing you behind the scenes things, showing him breaking his ankle. Yeah, I did a good sell job for that. I feel like I should get a
The trailer did a good job too.
The trailer is fantastic, the new one. Yeah,
it draws you in.
This one was good. In fact, I sent you this trailer on your phone to see if you wanted to watch it.
And it's the first one I picked, yeah.
Yeah. All right, so James Bond or Mission Impossible? Which one do you choose?
Mission Impossible.
I like where your head's at right now. We're going to leave you guys. That's going to wrap it up for tonight. I am Jason.
I'm Kalani.
And she still thinks that Tom Cruise and Hanson share a haircut. Think about that, guys. We'll be back with you next week in an all-new episode. Thanks for listening.